Eldest by Christopher Paolini. Read by Carrie Shale. The songs of the dead are the lamentations of the living. So thought Aragorn as he stepped over a twisted and hacked Urgal, listening to the keening of women who removed loved ones from the blood-muddied ground of Farthendur. Behind him, his dragon, Saphira, delicately skirted the corpse, her glittering blue scales the only color in the gloom that filled the hollow mountain. It was 3 days since the Varden and dwarves had fought the Urgals for possession of Trondheim, the mile-high conical city nestled in the center of Farthendur, but the battlefield was still strewn with carnage. Since waking to find his wound healed by Angela, Aragorn had tried several times to assist in the recovery effort. On each occasion, he had been racked by terrible pains that seemed to explode from his spine. The healers gave him various potions to drink. Arya and Angela said that he was perfectly sound. Nevertheless, he hurt. Nor could Saphira help, only share his pain as it rebounded across their mental link. Aragorn looked up at the stars showing through Farthendur's distant top. 3 days. 3 days since he had killed Durza. 3 days since people began calling him Shadeslayer. 3 days since the remnants of the sorcerer's consciousness had ravaged his mind, and he had been saved by the mysterious Togira Ikonoka, the cripple who is whole. He and Saphira slowly made a circuit through the trampled plain. They stopped at its edge when they noticed Jormungandr, Ajihad's second in command in the Varden, hurrying toward them from Trondheim. When he came near, Jormungandr bowed, a gesture Aragorn knew he would never have made just days before.